Can I say something?
You sure can.
First of all, good morning. I really appreciate this conversation. Just to get a little bit of context, I'm from Canada, but I used to live in the U.S. when I was a little bit younger before my mom migrated my sister and I to Canada. So I still have family there, so I go back to the U.S., specifically Michigan, a lot, actually. Dr. Julio, I've been following you for a long time. Man, I appreciate this conversation. But to continue to what Nicole was saying, I agree with a lot of your points, but there are some points that I disagree with. I think the reason why I say that is because I'm about to be 30 in about 5 months or so. The sexual experience, you're right about that, because I started my sexual journey, or lost my virginity, if you want to call it that, at an earlier age. And then playing college football, had a child out of wedlock, just went rampant, had my whole sexcapade. And then as 29 now, as I sit back, I also have to look at it, because I come from a very traditional Muslim family. I come from Guinea, West Africa. So I go back home relatively a lot. So I have the ability to see the difference between the different variety of women from both Guinea, Nigeria, Ghana, Somalia, and in the US and in Canada, specifically in Toronto or different parts of Toronto, different parts of Canada. What I will say, in my opinion, seeing from the younger, as someone from the younger generation, and receiving a lot of wisdom from elders, I've realized that this whole battle between men and women, it's a lot of it comes down to both men and women living this whole unrealistic Disney fantasy life that men always have to provide everything and that women always have to be submissive. Back home in Guinea, it's not like that, because women have their jobs and their roles, just like the men have their jobs and their roles. What I've realized is that living in North America here is that men and women have lost their touch of what their roles are. The roles, the lines of what a role of a man is, has completely been erased or is being erased. The role of a woman has been erased or erased. The reason why I say it is because this whole thing about masculinity and femininity, to me, I don't disagree with it at all, because my mom, as powerful as my mom was, my mom ended up leaving my brother, myself, my sister, and my brother to my dad, and then she ended up going working for the World Bank. And then working for the World Bank, my dad accepted it because he understood what my mom's job was. She understood, my dad understood that my mom had more education than her, but my dad also worked as well. So my dad worked and made sure that the house was taken care of, and my mom also did her job. So they both had their roles. But at the end, they understood that no matter what the case was, it was always the family. Because the reason why I say that, coming from a traditional family, especially in Africa, the men control everything. Men control the men control the relationship, and the men control children. The men dictate where the children go to school. Men dictate what their children wear. Men essentially control everything back home in Guinea or in Africa. I would talk about Guinea specifically because that's where I'm from. It's because it's very traditional. Where when it comes to women, what I realized also is that, because this has happened to my sister, when younger girls are born and raised, they're groomed and they're taken and separated from the men. There are certain conversations that women have that young men such as myself would never hear, right? And that's based on because women, the elder women groom the young ladies on how to be feminine, what is a good woman, what is to be expected in a relationship, how to look for a good husband, what to look for in a good husband. And so these young ladies are essentially brought up and essentially groomed, if you want to call it that, to be raised on the image of what a good woman is and what to be expected of a good woman. And it doesn't mean that women don't go to university, because my sister has her master's in business and psychology. My mom, we used to work for the World Bank, and she used to work for the World Health Organization. So education is still a big part in Africa and Guinea specifically. But what I realized is that in this part, in the Western world, it's that society has allowed both men and women to essentially dictate what their roles are, right? And I think that's one of the biggest problems, because men are losing their place in society and in the world, because they feel like their roles are being taken from them and stripped from them. And women feel like, yeah, they're gaining more power over men, but because of that imbalance between men over women, I think that's where the fight comes. Because yes, a man like me, I come from a very traditional family. Like I'm looking for a traditional woman to raise a family in an untraditional society. It's not the easiest, and I've done my best, but I've also been unsuccessful. In regards to Kevin Samuels, I've actually gone out of my way to do everything and to disprove Kevin Samuels. And in the end, he was right in the end out of it all. And I actually went out of my way. Again, as I said, I'm 29 years old. I went out of my way to date older women to disprove his belief, his theory. He was right. I went out of my way to engage and have relationship, both sexual and non-sexual relationship, with younger women. He was right. I went out of my way in different races of Asian women.
What exactly was he right about? Indeed, when you've dated older women, what was he right about? When you dated younger women, what was he right about? So you dated all these different women, what was he right about?
So when it comes to older women, I realized, and this isn't all older women, it's just a lot of older women that I've dated, is that they have a lot of predestined problems or situations from past relationships that many of them have not healed from, right? And I can say that for men. But the difference that I've also realized is that men don't have a space to heal and to talk and to vent. A lot of women have, there are a lot more spaces for women to express their emotions. And it's a lot easier for women to express their emotions in society than it is for men. So men don't have a gateway of expressing their emotions on how they feel, on what it feels like to be a man. Men aren't really groomed in society on what it is to be a good man. Men aren't taught to how, a lot of men don't know how to cook. A lot of men don't know how to clean. A lot of men don't know how to take care of a home. Those are things that are considered feminine, but in reality, it's not. It's just the way how it is in society, where I know how to cook. I know how to clean.
Okay. I asked you, in what ways did you learn that Kevin Samuel was right about dating, having all these different dating experiences? Okay, so you said with older women, they're set in their ways. Okay, yes. What about younger women?
With younger women, I realized with younger women, they're a lot more receptive and they're a lot more open to having conversations. There isn't a predestined image or ideology of what a black man is. They don't expect nothing. They come in to learn. They're wanting to learn, what can I learn from you and what can you teach me? That's what I've realized for younger women. With a lot of older women, they already have their set ways, and it's very difficult or it's very challenging to navigate that. That's what I realized between the two.
Letitia, if you don't mind, let me ask a better question. What part of Africa are you from?
Guinea, West Africa.
Are you looking to get married in the next 5?
Yes.
Or 8 years?
Yes, I do.
Hey, all right. So my question is, wait, hold on. My question is this: are you gonna marry a Westmore, or are you gonna marry a woman back home in Guinea?
I'm planning a woman back home in Guinea.
All right. Now, the problem with this second, I'm glad that you had your experience and you talk about this, is as young as you, it's nice you're doing things and stuff, but in the world we live in today, we try to limit wasting other people's time, right? Now, if you're here dating this, playing around, I hope you're being upfront honest with these women you're dealing with, both the young woman and the old woman. Am I right?
100%.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, so you're telling them you have no plans to marry them whatsoever?
No. So, the thing about it is, because I was born in
that's yes or no question. Are you planning to marry him? Because usually when you tell him, say, I have no plans to marry anytime, so I just want to have fun, we have some sex here and there, we might go out here. That's what me. Are you being upfront honest?
Right. No, I date with intention of marriage, always.
Okay,
always.
So are you dating women?
There you go.
Okay, but are you dating women from Guinea?
In Canada, specifically in Toronto, there's very limited amount of people in my country from here. So then you're
not dating with intention. You are wasting these women's time. Because if you're saying that you're planning on dating a woman from Guinea when you're ready, and you're dating women who aren't from Guinea, and you're not telling them you have no plans to marry them, then you're not being honest with them. It doesn't seem like you're being honest with yourself either.
No, I am being honest, because you have to understand.
No, you're not. It's a simple question.
Hold on, before
I let you answer. The reason why I had to ask this question, because as men today, and you're approaching 30 next month, because you're born 93, that we know, I get it, is we come out here with this day and have fun, and we're not going to be upfront, honest with the people we deal with, especially old women and women that's younger, that either they're not wearing that. Someone expects them at the end game through this, going through this so-called relationship or this shack and hook it up. If your person out having fun and is, you know, let roll as it is, and maybe if I have to disclose it, it's cool. Overall, it's not. That's why I want to ask the question, and then Letitia come in and follow up the question. We just being straight honest that if your intention is getting married in next couple years and stuff, but I'm gonna marry only. So what is the time waste you doing with women that's either from Canada or the West? You're not being honest with them. You're just sitting there just wasting their time and energy, but you sure as hell want the box. That's the point we're getting here. You get me?
I 100% get you, but that's why I made it very clear and said I had a child out of wedlock. Now, as I'm older, my intention is to get married. My hope 100% is to marry a woman from Guinea. But that may not be a reality because I'm living in Canada right now. My intention is to be here and stay here. So I'm dating in Canada and also in the U.S. intention to get married.
Do you have family back in Guinea?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you connect with your family, let them matchmake for you, and then you bring your woman, your future bride over here and sponsor her?
Because it's not always that guaranteed, because several of my relatives have done that. And it still failed.
Wait, hold up now. Why did it fail? What happened?
It failed because, I'll use my cousin as an example. When he brought his fiance over here, I can't really explain too much details what happened in the relationship. Her mindset just changed. She became more Westernized.
Oh, so then you're going to have to go to Guinea then. You're going to have to move over there then.
If I want to, but that's a choice. But because I live in North America, my intention is to be with someone from North America. Because I have a son here out of wedlock. My intention is to stay here.
Wait,
Oh, okay. And is your son with a woman of African descent, or is he with a woman who was born and raised in America? Her parents were born and raised in America.
It's of a Latin descent. She was born and raised in Canada, yes.
So she's mostly white?
No, she's brown skin.
Okay. But look, she's from El Salvador. Okay, so why didn't you marry her?
The relationship was, I would say, toxic because, and the reason why I say that because it was more abusive, more on her part, where I was physically abused and verbally abused.
Well, them the Latinas. You didn't know that? They spicy like that. That's Asian women. They will love you, Poppy. Love you, Poppy, but they quick to hit you. They call them love taps.
I was a young adolescent on university football team, and I wasn't thinking with the right head. It was just like the gentleman said, become popular, you have all this fame, all this clout, you get attention from university, girls, schools, you get
the fame. Let me ask you. So you didn't take the traditional route. What makes you think you now qualify for a traditional young lady? Because you having a child out of wedlock, I don't know if I would let my daughter, I would be okay with my daughter dating you and then marrying you.
No, 100%. But that's what I mean. Like, at the end of the day, I think my intention is to find a traditional woman, but it's not a reality. But again, I think it's your point where you said where it comes to now to morality, where... Even yes, I did have a child out of wedlock. But because I still have my upbringing coming from a traditional family and having those morals within me, my past is definitely a learning lesson where I know.
Wait, before we continue.
So you broke from the morality of it all.
100%, because I was not. I was at university. I wasn't thinking straight. I was in the right state of mind. I was just being free and carefree.
What age you had your child?
25.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're looking at since 2018. Okay. All right. So your child's gonna be 5 next year. All right. So now move forward. And it's good you come up, brother, from Guinea. That since you're not married to your Latin woman, because I guess she is westernized, what are you gonna do now move forward? Because now, with this, what are you as a man going to do now? Because to ask for the tradition out, you have a lot of flaws to work on as a man. And mind you, at this point in life, before you even hit 30, right, that world, the world and how you move, it should start sitting in now. You get me? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to be continue slinging out here. Which you're going to continue sling because your whole end game, as from the whole competition, you're going to be seeking a Guinea wife. And I mean, me as a man, I would tell you personally, if you're going to operate here in the West, you're going to expect that you're going to deal with modernization. If you want that woman that is, it better be invested that you go back home to Guinea and stay there. If you bring her here or you come here, as long as you operate here in the West, you're going to expect that your woman is eventually going to change on you. Because here it's different from the liberties over in Africa. It is what is. Either you accept it or you don't accept it. But if you ask what you want, you're going to have to go back to a place that doesn't have these liberties and rights like it has over in Africa. It is what is. That is the problem solver. Do you understand me?
But hold on. Because now he came up on stage. Said, I was dating, women and basically in these experiences, Kevin Samuels was right. A man who's in his 20s shouldn't be dating older women to begin with, especially if you don't have yourself established. It makes no sense that a woman who is established or is older, living on her own, taking care of herself, would want a project for a man. So that right there didn't make any sense. An older man trying to date younger men trying to date older women just do not make any sense to me. It looks like you look for a mommy or some type of stability.
It never makes sense, Patricia. It never did make sense. That's what I know.
And then, you know, I noticed you were going to hit on, well, I dated Asian, and I'm pretty sure you're going to say Latina and white women. What was your experience with the Asian and Latina and white women that you dated?
It was not as fruitful as I thought it would. The reason why I say it is because definitely it was an eye opener. Reason why it was an eye opener. Because it allows you to sit back and really reflect, and it makes you really think a lot on how much of a black man you are and how much society really categorizes you. And like I said, it was a learning lesson where for me, as I said, as I'm getting closer to my age of 30, I'm only prioritizing towards black women. That's
okay.
It.
All right. So what do you do for a living?
For me, I'm actually security for top tier clients for like Universal Studios and stuff like that. And then on the side, I'm also a life coach.
Okay. And how much income do you make a year?
Relative, I would say about 85,000.
And how many children would you like?
Most likely probably like two more, so three.
Okay. So you're going to have three children between two households. Do you pay child support right now?
I do not with my son's mom, no.
Why don't you pay child support?
She just chose not to take me there, I guess. We just have a co-parenting agreement.
Oh, okay. So how much do you give as financial support for your child?
Every month I give a relative about, I think like 400.
Yeah. So that'd be equivalent of paying child support. Like that's so, here in the West.
Okay.
Are you following this, Leticia?
Yeah, I am. Does she receive any government assistance, or does she have a job or career?
She does have a job. She works at, I believe, an all-woman shelter.
So she doesn't make a lot of money.
Yeah, I would say that. Again, I don't know too much of her finances because I don't really indulge in that.
Okay. Are y'all still having sex?
No. We live in two different cities, two different households.
Okay. So you make about $85,000 a year. You want two more children. And you want your wife to stay at home, correct? Because you said you want traditional.
Well, no. I want a traditional wife to live in an untraditional society. My mom's never been a stay-at-home wife. I don't expect to have a stay-at-home wife. Every single woman I've been around have never been stay-at-home wives. They've always been women who have who are working or have
okay. Their own okay. So we're but we're talking. So what forms of traditionalism do you want then? If she's working, what aspects of traditionalism do you want?
Or better, ask this little switch. Hold on. Let's phrase the question differently. How much do you want your significant other to contribute?
That's not the question. I'll get to that question, but I really am curious as to what forms of traditionalism does he desire in his marriage?
I think for me, it's more like having two parents in a household. Having setting certain traditions, that.
Okay. What are those traditions exactly?
I think it depends. Cause I was speaking from like, religious base. Cause again, I come from a Muslim faith base.
You're Muslim?
Yeah. So
if you had a child out of wedlock?
But that's what I mean. It was in a university. It was
sound like a Sunni Muslim. A Sunni Muslim or some shit.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So just your, what do you, I'm asking you, what do you want? Don't give me the answer you think I want to hear. Tell me what forms of tradition, what does your marriage look like?
My typical marriage, what I want in a partner was a wife that both her and I work, both contribute to the family, both have children together. We both have investments. We pray together. God is definitely a big component in the relation, in the foundation of our relationship.
Now, you said earlier you wanted submission, her to cook, clean, all that stuff.
Wait. Did he say his wife needs to have a job?
Yeah. She's going to be working.
Outside the home?
Mm-hmm.
I've tuned out.
That's why
it's you, Letitia.
That's why I asked him what aspects of traditionalism does he want? Because he's looking for a traditional wife. And I'm like, what forms of tradition are we looking at? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Western traditionalism is not the same as African traditionalism. I know a lot of African women work, and yet they're not housewives, but they're in y'all's culture. They work, you know, but then they keep their money to themselves for the most part. But in the Western world, what we've come to recognize as traditional, which I'm starting to realize might be an elite institution, is that the wives want to stay at home. They don't want to work. They want to focus on taking care of the home, managing the home, taking care of the husbands and the children. So you're looking at trying to get a modern woman and then get her to give you some form of traditionalism.
Is there a reason why you won't marry your child's mother? Did I miss that? Because I was.
Yeah, he said that she was abusive.
Huh?
You know how Latinas, you know, give them love taps when they get upset. They knock you upside your head with a pan.
But he didn't notice that till after he got the cookie.
Nah, probably he know. No, they let you know that part of them beforehand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my god. Mm. I mean, it's no, listen. No shade. I mean, if you want to do the contemporary white lifestyle where both of you work, I mean, I'm not hating. I'm just saying that's not traditional. Like, so it's okay. I'm just saying it's not traditional. That's why I tuned out.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, I would not be open to my daughter, you know, you've already got your income split between two households. And she's, you know, stay-at-home wife. $85,000, that's, I'm not saying it can't be done. But it's like.
Does she speak English? I'm not trying to be mean. Does she speak English?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
And you only send her about $400 a month? Or $85,000?
Yeah, because she has her own job and has her own home, and I'm not obligated to pay child support.
So she's doing everything that you would want a wife to do. So why don't you
marry her?
If I was in the game of giving men game, I would tell you to go get your cell phone papers, because if she get around me, I would tell her that you're getting over like a fat rat, and then she would be down there to the office making you pay. So if you're paying her, I'm just saying, like $400, and you all live long distance, how often do you get to see the baby?
I see him every weekend.
So wait, how close do you live to each other?
Like, we live in about 2 hours away. She lives in a different city. She's
I have a question. Where do you stay when you go visit the baby?
I have a friend that lives in the city, in the same city as her.
Oh, okay. And the baby comes over to your place with you and that friend?
Yeah, and I also take my son out to different outings and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
How long do you stay? Do you stay for an entire weekend?
Usually I stay from like Thursday to Monday, usually.
Okay. And do you keep the child strictly with you or like for overnights?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. It just depends on the feelings of our son, if he wants to stay over or not.
Well, I have to say this. Normally, especially dealing with the West, I would say you're either a lucky man that this woman's not even putting you on the support.
Listen.
Because one thing, if you're making that much money, right, and wherever she's doing this, she's getting some subsidies, maybe. But personally, and you know, ladies, I'm not a proponent of the co-parent thing because overall it doesn't really work. Unless it's problematic, you better just stick it out with the mate. So it's not too serious, like violent. But overall, this co-parent thing and paying this little amount, I don't know, man. Especially if you make that much money. You could do more. You could do more than that.
So why not get anger management and y'all get back together?
I've tried that. Essentially, within the relationship, I realized a lot that she has a lot of childhood trauma and a lot of past family issues that she didn't deal with. And a lot of that came out out of our relationship. Again, that's why I said it became very, very abusive, where I had to make the decision is where I'd rather stay in this relationship for the sake of our son, or for my own safety, I'd have to just make the unnecessary hard decision to just walk away and just.
How did you meet her? I'm just curious. Let's have fun. How did you meet her?
Well, we were going to school together.
Oh, okay. Did she finish? What, you mean college or?
University.
Oh, did she finish?
She did finish, yes.
Is she older than you or younger than you?
She's 3 years older than me.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Uh-oh. So you had this baby when you were what, 23,
24? No, ladies, I want you to listen good. I ask him straight. He's born 1993. He had his child in 2018, roughly make him 25 at the time which he had his first kid. All right. Is that clear, ladies?
Thank you, because I had stepped away from
you. I know y'all ladies want to now, but I just want y'all keep
focused. No. I was listening.
I wasn't. So thank you for the clarity. Sorry. My bad. So
he was 24 and she was 27.
She's about 27, 28. That sounds pretty much right.
Wait, hold on. How long were y'all together before y'all had the baby?
I believe we were together for a year and a few months.
Cause did y'all start college late or something?
No.
Okay, because if she's 3 years older than you.
Right. This is the math ain't math.
The math is not mathing. That y'all had, that this, if the baby, let's see, your 4 years would make you 24. That would make her 27. How could y'all meet in college? Like, she was way past college age by the time y'all met.
Yeah, but I'm at a university. I used to go to university a lot. Like, I did a lot of workshops, and the high school that I went to had enrollment program, I guess, to go into university early. I forgot what it was called.
But even still, like, would you enter university at what age? 17?
I would say 17 going to 18, yeah.
Yeah, but you said y'all were together a year before you had the kid. So with her being 3 years older than you, it's the math is not mathing.
She could be a master's program. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like
working at a shelter though?
That's why I mean it's not adding up to me and I'm only half listening. So I'm just like, huh? I'm just trying to see if everybody hear what I hear, but go ahead.
That's what it's like. I'm like, okay. Were you in university, still in college, when you had that baby?
I believe so, yeah.
Was she in college when y'all had that baby?
I think she was almost finishing.
Yeah, something's not adding up.
If you met her online, we're not going to laugh at you. I promise. We won't judge. I promise. I have my hand in the air right now.
I didn't meet her online. I promise you that. I didn't meet her online.
I'm just, because I'm like, she was an actual student in an undergrad program?
No, I don't think it was an undergrad. I don't think it was an undergrad program.
You don't think?
Okay, so she has her master's degree? Lord. Like, you spent a year with this woman and you know nothing about her. You know, you don't know what she got her degree in. You don't know if she was in a master's or a bachelor's. It seemed like y'all hooked up. Y'all just hooked up. Y'all was just having sex. It was a casual situation. It wasn't supposed to be intentional, and she got pregnant.
I have a question. How long has she been in the U.S.?
Well, they're in Canada.
We're in Canada.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I told y'all I was half listening. I'm trying to catch up, y'all. Sorry. So how long has she been in Canada?
She was born and raised here.
Okay.
Which Latin descent is she? What is she? Is she Hispanic? She's Puerto Rican, Guatemalan, Colombian, Brazilian?
She's Salvadorian.
El Salvadorian. Okay. Did she end up getting married to someone else?
I don't know that.
Hold on.
The reason why I don't know that is because I don't indulge into her relationship.
But she has your son, so you don't know if she's remarried.
No.
Something not adding up, sir.
Because my focus is strictly on my son. What she does
Okay, but your focus is on your son, but you wouldn't care who's now taking care of your son?
100% I care, but you also have to understand, I know when it comes down to when the laws and it comes to men, there's very little
that has nothing to do with you knowing what kind of woman you impregnated. What I mean is this?
I'm telling you, so it just looked like this was some casual hookup situation. He didn't care to know anything about her.
Exactly.
He didn't care to know anything about her life, what she had going on, and she ended up getting pregnant. And that's why he's taking this non-lackadaisical
attention. I'm going to find that clip from The Godfather when he was roasting black men about seeking validation through their penis. I'm going to find that and I'm going to post it on TikTok and Instagram. Since y'all want to kill us with Kevin, I'm going to take his message that he had to men and I'm going to post that everywhere, because you want us to listen to Kevin, and I agree. We should listen to Kevin. And so I'm going to take all the stuff that he had cooking men, I'm going to post it everywhere. So that because you all love to hold women accountable, not you. I'm just speaking to you. Y'all love holding women accountable, yet y'all hate to be held accountable. I just think that's only so fair, right, Letitia? Right? We should hear what Godfather said, right?
This is, I'm going to be honest, it's just not adding up. Something's off. It's not adding up. So it's like you want now. So you're actually speaking. You're actually proving that basically the title is talking about men. It's about women, but I mean, you just shown that men can fall into this too, because you weren't moving traditionally at all. You were too focused on having fun, sowing your wild oats, finding your manhood through your penis. And you ended up with a consequence, and now you want to reset, and now you want to focus on getting that traditional wife. But, you know, life got consequences, you know, just like women going to have to be taxed. You're going to be taxed.
Oh, 100%. But that's why I said I enjoyed this conversation, because I've gone through it and I've been going through it. So I'm learning from it. So learning from the other side now, it's a different way of understanding, different way of learning. That's why everything all the women have said in this room, I can't deny it, and I can't disagree with it, because it was out of wedlock. It was a hookup. It was unconventional. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So now you want a traditional woman to come in.
Well, I have a question.
Deal with that baggage.
Are you willing to date a single mom?
Yeah, I would be, because I'm a single father myself.
Okay.
Because I can't say, oh, I'm not going to date a single mom and put that label on anybody when I know that label is on myself. Because again, it's about taking accountability. You know what I mean? I can't dish out something that I'm not willing to dish out myself. That's incoherent.
Okay, so are you saying that you haven't met any women that you want to marry?
I haven't right now. The reason why, honestly, it's because I've been doing my best to really focus on my son and try to do my best to be a better person and better father. And just, again, learning from my past decisions and learning not to do it again. It's just society and just overall looking at how relationships are going. I've realized the steps I made and the steps I'm not going to make going forward.
Okay, so are you practicing abstinence?
I have, actually. I've been abstinent. Of course, for about he has 2 years.
If he had a baby 4 years ago, he has to practice some abstinence. Because, you know, you just... You
no, no, no. I'm asking, is he practicing abstinence? Like, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, referring to sex. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in about 2 years. I've been celibate for about 2 years or so.
And why have you been abstinent?
Because of the relationship that I went with the Mother Marshall, I took really some time to do rites of passage. I did a lot of therapy. I learned a lot about myself. It's because of more self-healing. Because I even through that, I realized I had a lot of childhood trauma and lack of love that I received from my father and both my mother, and I realized that's where it stemmed down to, where I was searching for love from others instead of finding it for myself. So I really took the time, and I've been taking the time to really look at life in a more holistic way and just do my best to be positive, you know.
Okay, and are you going out on dates at all?
No, I'm not, actually.
So when was the last time you went on a date?
I couldn't even tell you that. Because honestly, all I do is just work.
Well, honestly. I mean, you said that you wanted to prove Kevin Samuels wrong. So you've been dating all these women. And so when was the last time you went on a date? And Kevin Samuels came, you know, blew up in 2020, towards the end of 2019, mostly in 2020 and 2021. So have you said you've not gone on a physical date since then?
Yeah, I've not on a physical date since then at all. Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly just about getting to know more on a mental level, because I've done the whole physical interaction.
So you're talking them to death. You're on the phone. You're phoning them to death.
I wouldn't say talking, where it's more like FaceTiming. And what I've done now, doing with reading a lot of dating books and stuff like that, it's not so much talking, it's FaceTime and Zoom. I've been Zooming a lot, just because for me it's a more like facial interaction, because talking on the phone is cool. But
so Chaos was right when he said you're a time waster. You should not be doing having any interaction with women until you are really ready to start dating again. This is not like, this is how you all create the very women that you don't like. When you waste their time, you put yourself out there as this man who is intentional, and you're looking for this traditional wife that you could take care of, and she could focus on taking care of the babies in the home, and she thinks she got one, and then bam, it's smoke and mirrors. I would, as a professional who works with people when it comes to dating, I would recommend that you not even, you basically be a monk, and not just in the sexual sense, but emotionally and mentally as well. Stop trying to get emotional and mental stimulation from women that you don't have any intentions of going, of dating. Because that's what you're doing right now. You're coping with life, and trying to get a fix, a need met, which is female companionship, because it's natural to us all. But the way that you're going about it is not the right way. If you're not going to date, get out the dating game altogether until you're ready. And then when you're ready, you jump in and you start actually dating. But I think what you can hope for at most would be a more contemporary style marriage and not a traditional one. Because truly traditional women are going to struggle with having to deal with that baby mama situation. And the fact that you're not truly true, you don't have the values or principles of Western traditionalism. So you find a wife that she has a job or career, and y'all combine y'all incomes and make it work. And she, you know, she's going to engage in some traditional roles. Like, she'll do the cooking and the cleaning, but, you know, she'll expect for you to share in some of the load.
Which he's already doing, because he said he can cook and clean, so you already make it.
So
be comfortable in that. Continue doing that.
Right.
But in regards to this so-called modern tradition that, let's say you want it or you're seeking, that's not you, bro. And trust me, if you go out your way to try to achieve that, you're not going to respect it. Matter of fact, you're going to probably do something else. If you ever do attain that, personally. Just keep it real.
I appreciate it. It's for me. I don't take this to heart. It's no hard feelings, because for me it's about learning. So, like I said, from hearing from professionals, it's definitely good to learn, because most people, especially in my opinion, most men I've come around don't hear stuff like this and aren't used to this. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the wise words.
You're welcome. And stop giving opinions on dating. You gotta master it first. Like, just focus on mastering dating within your own life first. Like, so.
Yeah. That was good. Anybody else that wants to chime in this nice conversation? Hey, Letitia, will you please hit reset for a second?
Doop. Welcome everyone to Austin Off Script. Click the greenhouse on top to become a member of the club. Today we're discussing Kevin Samuels' Black Women Wake Up When It's Too Late. Haven't technically really been speaking it. We've just been starting off in, you know, random conversation, as some of these rooms tend to do, and it took a mind of its own. So if you were here, then you got to hear our exchange with Sakul. If you wasn't, you're just coming in, that's fine. Just read the room, sit back, chill, relax, and listen, and follow the conversation. And when you're ready to jump in, get your feet wet, you can raise your hand and come on stage to engage in the conversation.